Bloomington Police Chief Dan Donath has announced plans to retire after 26 years with the department, the last year as chief. City Manager Tim Gleason tells Eric Stock the news took him by surprise.
Dan shared, you know, a number of personal reasons and could do nothing less but support it. You know, this was a decision that he had not planned initially, taking the chief's position a year ago. He expected 3 to 5 years. But no regrets. I squeezed out a great 1 year where a number of things have happened and support Dan's position.
So it is hard to make dramatic change in a year's time. Did Chief Donath bring lasting, effective change to the department? And if so, how?
Definitely. And I'll tell you, one thing that Dan is passionate about is officer mental and physical health. The steps that he had taken, he got some officers that were trained to be able to carry this on, just trying to make sure that the men and women that do this job 24/7, you know, pre-COVID, it was tough enough. But now amidst COVID and, you know, other challenges in policing, you know, taking care of those men and women is a priority, and Dan definitely has left a lasting change in that department.
Chief Donath's predecessor, Clay Wheeler, retired after 1 year as well. And that office has had some fairly high turnover in recent years, you know, for individual reasons. Does that create a continuity or stability concern as you fill that position yet again?
The answer to that, I mean, and Clay actually shared it was a breast cancer diagnosis and eventual, you know, positive outcome with his wife for the reasons that he left. Dan shared personal reasons. I'll let him be the one to share those or not. But to the stability question that you asked, Eric, yes, it's not ideal. But that department is deep from top to bottom with solid quality officers. And again, while not ideal and not what we planned for, they could probably absorb this a little bit better than a number of other departments out there.
Are there areas where the department needs improvement that you will look for in the next chief?
Probably too soon to respond to that accurately. I know that I was very satisfied with Dan's performance, saw a number of things that he was improving. You know, he had marching orders when he was hired for this position a year ago. And while we've had, you know, touch-in or check-in type of meetings, going to have to make that a priority because I've only got him 3 more weeks to check in and see what's been accomplished and where it's at in process.
Since he made officer of mental health and well-being such a priority, are there ways that the job can become more manageable, that can allow for more life balance, or is that just the nature of the beast?
Well, I think I could give you an answer where I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, or at least would appear that way. A man or woman that steps into this position, they just need to accept the fact that they're going to be held to a higher standard on and off duty. So that's one thing that you just have to be accepting to when you step into this profession. But on the other side, you know, when you talk about supporting the men and women that do this job day in and day out, that becomes the leadership in the police department. That becomes my responsibility as city manager. And I'm going to say that's a community responsibility, which is not to say that we can't do better or we can't have these conversations that need to occur. But you can say all of that and still be appreciative and supportive of the work that this Bloomington Police Department does for the community, because it really is head and shoulders above other departments. We've got a damn good police department in this community.
That's Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason with Eric Stock. Gleason named Assistant Chief Greg Scott as interim chief. Gleason says the search for a new chief likely won't begin in earnest until early next year to allow for stability and to possibly get a better pool of candidates.